Professor of International Relations at Lebanese University. Jamal Wakim joins us now from the Lebanese capital of Beirut. Mr. Wakim, welcome to the program. What was your first impression when you saw the recent comments and actions by the Israeli Prime Minister at the Munich Security Conference?
First of all, I would like to present my condolences for the victims and the families of the victims of the Iranian plane that crashed today. As for the comments of Benjamin Netanyahu regarding the Islamic Republic of Iran and his accusations that it's implicated in downing the fighter plane, the Israeli fighter plane last week, I believe that he wants to say that, first of all, to justify the downing of the plane and to instigate the United States of America to launch a campaign, a military campaign against the Islamic Republic of Iran. So this is how I see it, especially at a time when Benjamin Netanyahu needs to escalate the situation, especially that the situation in Syria is stabilizing to the favor of the Syrian government and the Syrian army and the allies of Syria like Iran and Russia. And he wants to reshuffle the whole situation by getting an American green light to attack Syria and the Islam, the Lebanese resistance, and at the same time to face or to encourage the United States to launch an attack against Iran.
Mr. Wakim, let's also focus more on the timing of this statement that's coming from the Israeli Prime Minister. And of course, we have to look back at some of the accusations made against Iran with regards to Yemen by the United States in the United Nations Security Council, as well as you mentioned, the stabilizing of the situation in Syria is all adding up to what we're seeing right now. Elaborate on that for us.
Well, definitely, things are not going the way the United States wants the region, because their plan was to redraw the geopolitical map of the region along new borders based on establishing states based on ethnicities, on sects, on confessions, and on tribes. That would fit the Israeli agenda in the region. So that's why I believe that the stabilizing of the situation in Syria, the increase in the potentials of the resistance in Lebanon, the steadfastness of the Houthis in Yemen, all these factors are regarded as obstacles to the American agenda in the region. And that's why I believe that Benjamin Netanyahu and other allies of the United States want to reshuffle the situation by instigating an increase in the tension in Iraq, in Syria, and in Yemen. But this couldn't be done without direct American involvement, and that's why they are taking Iran as a pretext to justify this encouragement of the United States to take action and to raise its military involvement in the region. So this is how I see it, and I believe that Benjamin Netanyahu is not alone in this task. I believe that Saudi Arabia supports him in his efforts, and at the same time, I believe that there is a big possibility for an aggression, Israeli aggression against Lebanon and Syria that could cover much of southern Syria and southern Lebanon.
All right, thank you very much, Professor of International Relations at Lebanese University, Jamal Wakim, joining us from the Lebanese capital, Beirut.